Our scripture reading this morning will be taken from Psalms 95, Call to Worship the Lord, verses 1 through 7. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hill are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
As I said at the beginning of the month, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving for the most part throughout the month of November. You know, in this time of year, especially with the Thanksgiving Day holiday coming upon us, we find ourselves pondering about the many blessings that we receive in life. And that's what Thanksgiving Day was designed to do, to help us realize that we are blessed as people on this earth. You know, and when I consider just how blessed we are in this country, sometimes I, and maybe most of us, really could be a little more thankful about the things that we receive. You see, most of us, we have far, far more than we need. And we also have the potential of getting much, much more as we go through life together. You know, I know that I'm talking to a different group of people who maybe their financial situation is all different, and we have different types of homes, different types of cars that we drive, different types of jobs that we work, and we're all different in many ways. But I think that we are all blessed by God, and none of us really do without because of the blessings that God has for us in life. So I think with this being the reality, we need to be aware of what God has done for us and show our thankfulness for the things that we have received from his hand. And we not only need to be thankful, we need to express that thankfulness among ourselves. When God has done something for us or has caused something good to happen to us, we need to express that thanksgiving, not only looking in the mirror, but to let everyone know that God has been good to us. We also need to be thankful to other people who may help us as we go through life together. Because, you know, I don't have to tell anyone this. There is no one in this room that is a self-made person. We are where we are today because of help that we have received from other people. And we all need help from each other. And I would like to think that we all indeed help each other as we go through life. You know, I think one thing that we need to understand as we go through our lives together, particularly as Christians, that all of the good that we experience in life actually comes from God. Now, you're going to have people to stand up and tell you, well, I did that all on my own. I was able to get my job, and I was able to make my money, and I was able to have this fine house and this fine car and have a boat, you know, and I'll have that done all that myself. That's like the rich farmer. The rich farmers, he had so much, he said, like, I got to tear down barns and build greater barns. And I'm going to pat myself on the back, and I'm going to say, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry, because I've got it all. That was his attitude in life. And you would be surprised how many people have that very same attitude. But the fact of the matter is, everything that we have, everything that we are, everything that we will be, is a gift that has come from God. And we need to know that God blesses us. And he has always blessed mankind, even from the beginning of time. And we see that evident even within his creation, even within nature himself. God has given us everything in nature that we can enjoy in life. Look with me in Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45. It says here, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may become sons of your Father in heaven." Now listen to this. "For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends the rain on the just and on the unjust." God blesses humanity, period. And we need to understand that when we receive these natural blessings, they are blessings from God. You know, Paul says that nature's blessings is the witness of God's presence in the world today. Acts chapter 14, beginning with verse 15, he said, "The living God who made heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them, who in bygone generations allowed the nations to walk in their own ways, nevertheless he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, giving us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And basically what he's saying is, even though man has gone their own way and they've done their own thing, God has continued to bless them because he blesses all of humanity. You know, James reminds us in James chapter 1 and verse 17 that every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights, with which there is no variation or shadow of turning. In other words, God will continue to bless you. God will continue to give his children everything that they need. And every person that has ever walked the face of this earth, or that ever will walk the face of this earth, is a child of God. We are his creation. And it is the rain and the sun and the seasons that are the reason we have food, and the reason that we live, and that we are blessed every day of our lives. We have an abundance to enjoy in this life. And I know that we all grow accustomed to these things, don't we? And I know many times we take this truth for granted. I mean, because we have so much. I mean, every one of us is able to go into the grocery store or to a supermarket or to a Walmart, and we're able to pack our buggies with filled with things that we can take home and use and enjoy in our lives. Every one of us have done that. And we do it every week, some of us every day. And never once do we stop and think where this actually came from. We see TV commercials, "Thank the farmers for the food." And yes, we do need to thank the farmers, because if it wasn't for them, a lot of us would go hungry. We don't have the capability of building growing the food that will do us for an entire year. They do. And we need to be thankful about that. We need to be thankful to the clothes manufacturers who made the clothes that are on your back, because most of us in this room couldn't sew two pieces of thread together. So we need to be thankful for those who can. We need to be thankful for those who keep our roofs from leaking, to keep the wind out of the windows as they try to blow through the windows, because they know how to make these things and build these things in the right way. And we need to be thankful to these people for doing that. But instead, many times, I'm afraid we take all of that for granted. We also take for granted the fact that God gave these people the skills to do these things, and that through their work and through God's working with them, you and I are blessed today beyond measure. You know, when we sit down at that Thanksgiving table, don't that make y'all look hungry? When we sit down at that Thanksgiving table on Thanksgiving Day, we will be blessed with an abundance of food. And we will probably have an abundance of food left over. Now, some of this stuff, I don't even know what it is. Probably I've never seen it before. But isn't that a wonderful spread? Our tables will look similar to this next week, week after next. Please remember that it came from God. Please remember that He is the reason that we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's because we have been given all by God. But you know, I'm afraid that instead of being humbled about this, instead of being truly thankful about this, we have become a society who thinks we deserve this. We have become a society that we expect this. Just yesterday, we was in our living room, and we were discussing what was going to be on our Thanksgiving table. One of us said, well, we're going to have this. I don't like that. Well, what if we do this? Well, I don't want that either. You know, and we went back and forth about what's going to be on that Thanksgiving table. And let me tell you, whatever it is going to be good. And it's going to be from God. And we need to be thankful for it. And it doesn't matter if you don't like peas and carrots. One of us did not like peas and carrots. I'm not going to call any names. He didn't see me look over at it. He was looking away. But whatever it is, we're going to be blessed because of it. But like I say, we've become a society that thinks we deserve these things instead of being thankful for the one who really gave it to us. And we need to understand that it is only by God's grace that we have what we have in life. And another thing we need to understand, God will not accept ingratitude. I'm convinced that the emptiness that is in people's lives today, it comes because they have forgotten who can really satisfy them. God is the only entity that has ever existed that can truly satisfy you and me. Now, you know, we like to think that we can satisfy ourselves, and we do so with our riches. But you know, in reality, and you've probably seen it just as I have, rich people are miserable people. They are among the most miserable people on the face of this earth. And do you know why? Because they're never satisfied. You get one thing, you want two. It's just like the person who's given a silver ring. Well, why didn't you give me gold? Someone is given a $50 bill. Why didn't you give me $100? Never satisfied with what you have. We've got to have more. Always wanting more. You know, David addressed this. Psalm 107, verses 8 and 9. He said, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfies the longing of the soul and fills the hungry with goodness. David, what are you trying to tell me? You didn't do this by yourself. God has done this for you. God has allowed you to have what you have, to be what you are, and what you can become. So, we must learn how to express our thankfulness, for we are direct recipients of God's grace, God's mercy, and God's care. It is by God's work in Christ that we as sinners can have redemption. Those who deserve rejection, those who deserve condemnation, can actually have redemption because of what God did for us through Jesus Christ. Listen to John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God to those who believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We sit here in this room today saved because of God. It's nothing that you did. It is by the grace and the love and the mercy of God that we sit here today, brothers and sisters in Christ, children of God, worshiping him today as a family. And we should be thankful for that. And these blessings are far greater than any earthly gift that we could give ourselves or that someone else could give to us. Because these are the gifts that make us acceptable to God. And everybody in this room wants to be accepted by God. And thankfulness is the way that we do that. Our faith in Christ results in eternal salvation. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, you believing rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We talked about developing faith this morning in Bible class and how important it is that we develop the faith that we have in Christ, because this is the end result of that faith, salvation of our souls. Another thing, we have actually enjoyed peace that has come from God. I think I've gotten off on my screen here. Yeah, here we are. I got it. We have a special peace from God because of our relationship with him. Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, when we let God work within us, he gives us something really that we can't give ourselves, and that is peace. Now, we know the opposite of peace, don't we? And many of us have experienced the opposite of peace, which is turmoil and tribulation and trouble. Would you like to go through every day of your life with turmoil, tribulation, and trouble? No, none of us would. We like this thought of peace, don't we? We like the thought of not having to worry when we get out of bed this morning, are we going to be able to come back and go back to bed tonight? We have peace in that. God gives us a peace that we cannot give ourselves. And because of that, we should have love and care for one another, that we all have this kind of peace. Paul tells us this, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. We are bound to thank God for you always, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you abounds toward each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. In other words, Paul is offering them peace through God. Even though they suffer, even though they have persecutions, even though they have tribulations, God can give us peace. Because there is something better coming. And we need to know that. You know, as God's people, who better to sing the praises of the Lord for what he gives to us as Christians? You know, the psalmist David understood this. We are called to thank God and to tell others of the greatness of his gifts to us. Psalm 105 verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. We are called to praise God and thank God for his character. Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures all generations. Do you have that kind of thankfulness in your heart? Because God has done this for you? There are four general calls the psalmist gives us to give thanks. Psalm 107. He said here, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man." Oh, if we would only show God the gratitude that we have. And David said, we need to give God the gratitude that we have. We need to give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 136, who is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the heaven, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. And we need to be thankful of that, understanding where it has come from, because it can't come from anywhere else. And then as Christians, we are exhorted to live a life of thanksgiving. Not only say it. You know, words are important. Words can do a lot of things, but words cannot do like action can. Paul gives us this exhortation in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Don't just say it. There's a lot of people that walk around saying, I am a Christian. See my cloak of Christianity? I have put on Christ. I am his child. But they never do anything to show it. It's just as James says, their faith is dead. Because there's nothing to go along with it. And you've got to have something to go along with it. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with what? Thanksgiving. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 beginning. Rejoice always, he said. Pray without ceasing, he said. In everything give thanks, he said, because this is the will of God in Christ for you. We are to express our thankfulness with our actions. You know, I can't help but wonder if we really don't give the world a negative feeling about Christianity sometimes because of the fact that we're not thankful. And that we don't abound in thankfulness to God. What are we telling the world? Probably what I was saying a while ago. We deserve it. We expect it. This is the way it's supposed to be. That's not true. It is because of God. And we need to recognize that. People will never know about God and his source of greatness and the blessings that he gives unless we tell him. We need to tell the people about God. We need to talk about the love of God. We need to talk about his blessings. Because if we don't do it, they will never know. I do hope that you will not squander the Thanksgiving season this year. But you will use it to consider what God has done for you. And continues to do for you daily. Be thankful to God and his blessings. This morning, you can express your thankfulness today if you're not a Christian by becoming one. With your faith in God, change your life. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus as his son. Be buried with him in baptism for the remission of your sins. And that love and that grace and that mercy of God will flow down upon you and save your soul. Let him do that today. And if you walk out of that water, be thankful for what God has done for you. And child of God, it may be that we have walked away from God because maybe you have become unthankful to him for the things that he has done for you. And you need to come back to him again. You need to love him again the way you once did. You need to serve him again the way you once did. You need to acknowledge him and be thankful for the blessings that He has given to you. We should be the most thankful people on earth because of the wonderful blessings that we have through God. You see, God still waits to bless you even more. And if you will live for Him, those blessings will come. This morning, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come as we stand to sing this song.